McDowling, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marion.
Well, you tell me, what was that all about? How did it go? How would you rate it? How did she do?
Well, it's not often McDowling would be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I was, and it's only the likes of Katie Taylor would keep me up that late. It was a hard fight, difficult fight, very, very disputed decision. Did she win it or did she not? Many of the pundits, the boxing analysts, felt that Prosoon won the fight and that Katie just did not win it. I would like to feel that Katie Taylor did win it, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I feel she won it. You know, it's up to judges. It's not up to all we can have is an opinion.
Yeah.
But the three judges, they're the people that mattered. And at the end of the day, one gave it level it was, and two gave it to Katie Taylor. But I feel Katie Taylor won it because simply she is the cleaner boxer, the better puncher. She delivers the better punches. And it's not all about how many punches you throw. It's not about how much you go forward and rough up your opponent. It's about the scoring punches. And I feel, and I like to feel, that Katie won it because she was the classier, better quality puncher.
Right. When there are those disputes, because I gather her opponent went off in a snit and felt it was inappropriate the way the judges went, is that it or can it be disputed?
No, I think a decision is made. It's like in hurling or football or anything else. Referee makes a decision and they are very, very seldom overturned. No, that was the decision of the judges. They're appointed to make the best judgment they possibly can.
Right. I just saw little tiny clips of her. She looked fairly punched up, so to speak.
Well, you need to look at Prosoon as well. She was really, really badly marked up, you know. But, yeah, Katie was certainly a lot more marked up than she's ever been before. And I'm a dad and I'm a granddad, and I would have great feelings for Katie. I've known her a long, long time, since she was only 15 when I first came into contact with her. And I would love to see her. She's now 32 years old. Prosoon is 34 years old. But I would like to see Katie make a few defences of that title and then call it a day, Marion. Hang her gloves up. She doesn't need to prove anything to anybody else.
Right.
She's done it all. She's, you know,
yeah.
That's what I would like her to do. And as I said, I'm speaking not only as a boxing coach and as a former boxer, but I'm talking as a dad as well.
Right. Would she have, in this career, made enough money to survive, you know?
Absolutely, she would.
Yeah.
Yes, she would, yeah. And I was surprised when I heard the small money that Prosoon was getting. But I'm sure Brian Peters would have negotiated a very, very good deal. Brian is her manager and a very good manager. He used to manage Bernard Dunn as well.
Right.
But I'm sure he would have negotiated a very, very good deal for her. And as I said, if she's now going to defend that undisputed title that she now has, I think she should defend it a few times and then hang the gloves up and enjoy her winnings.
Right. And just lastly, WBC, IBF, WBA, WBO, etc.
It's a bit confusing, Marion.
You're telling me it is.
What it is, Marion, many years ago when you and I were young, there was you won the world title. There was only one world champion. But now other organizations developed, like WBA, is simply World Boxing Association, WBC, World Boxing Council, WBO, World Boxing Organization, IBF, International Boxing Federation. Those are the four belts. And now thrown into the ring as well is the Ring Magazine belt. So she has those five belts. But you know, she is now the undisputed champion of the world.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to her. And Mick, thank you very, very much indeed for
You're
talking
welcome.
To us. Appreciate that.